This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, two great radio stations all across America, and some great news coming Monday about two brand new affiliates. You're going to love hearing about that. We'll announce it on the weekend show. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, which include our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, and our U.S. Coast Guard, too, for their service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we talked during the break. We have some breaking news coming from Afghanistan regarding the Taliban and what, another bombing?
Yeah, this is the second one in 2 days. We just had a car bomb that hit a U.S. convoy in Kabul. It wounded at least four U.S. service members and killed a number of Afghan civilians. The Taliban is, in fact, claiming the responsibility for this. It has been confirmed by U.S. forces in Afghanistan that the U.S. forces suffered some minor injuries, and there weren't any really other details. But remember, too, that we had been in these peace talks with the Taliban, which I guess it's okay that we tried it, but, you know, we also tried it under the Obama administration by releasing the Taliban five out of Guantanamo. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's almost kind of like the North Korea thing.
Right.
But anyway, three armored Land Cruiser vehicles were in the convoy, which they were all heavily damaged. They had to be removed by crane.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a, you know, caused a fire and that kind of stuff. So, Kabul's been on high alert in all these checkpoints, but obviously, what are you going to do when, you know, there's these kind of car bombs? So just want to say that we've got some wounded.
Okay, well, we'll find out more about that, I'm sure, maybe before the end of the show. Now, we've got a horrible emergency health situation in California. In particular, it's come about in Los Angeles, but also other cities. But here is KNBC with their reporters yesterday with a man on the street, actually a reporter on the street report, about what's transpiring there with diseases that we haven't seen for 100 years.
An infectious disease danger. Two LAPD employees get sick from a bacteria possibly related to trash and rats lingering around homeless encampments. That problem could pose a danger to you as well.
If you've been watching, you know that the NBC4 I-Team has been reporting on this problem for months now. And tonight, NBC4's Jane Yamamoto is in downtown L.A. with details about the health risk. Jane?
Chuck and Colleen, we are on Grand and 8th, and people who live out here tell me it's common to see rats near homeless encampments, and now even more concern after two LAPD employees are being treated for a disease that could possibly be connected to the tent cities.
It's something that causes an alarm.
Downtown L.A. resident Bill Sanders reacting to what is unfolding less than a mile away, where cleanup is underway tonight at LAPD's Central Station after two employees became ill. One diagnosed with Salmonella typhi, a bacteria that causes typhoid fever, the other being treated for symptoms of it.
It can lead to things such as, if not treated soon enough, liver failure, kidney failure.
Clinical nurse specialist Alice Benjamin says Salmonella typhi symptoms start with a high fever and gradually get worse.
Now, that's pretty bad. And these were foot officers that patrol the beats, walk around the city that have become sick now. And that's two for sure. And that doesn't count anybody else that's walking around.
Well, and what was interesting about that is that news station out there said they have been reporting on it for months.
That's right.
You know, where are the city, you know, councils? And, you know, I would be, you know, filing some lawsuits. I would be doing, you know, all kinds of things.
You betcha.
And I'd be inviting the feds in, declare the place a hazmat condition.
Yeah, because it is. It really is.
Well, of course, you cannot deny it. I mean, every single, I think it's twice a day, you know, the cities have got a team that go out there and they hose down the sidewalks. But where do you think all that wastewater is going?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I mean, give me a break. You know, and it's not just L.A. Mm-hmm. It's San Francisco. It's Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
It's Seattle.
Yep.
And you know, I would say, you know, where's the federal health department?
Yeah, they're AWOL in this, and maybe they have to be invited to come in. I don't know, but certainly this is and when you start talking about typhoid fever, my God. Anyway, here comes the music in my ear. And by the way, folks, when we come back, we're going to start out telling you about Navy Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher, the military judge that was in charge. The lead judge has released him from custody to where he'll just be having an appearance to come back for his murder trial that starts soon. But he's back home right now with his wife, and that's a good thing. And there might be some big changes coming, too. We'll tell you all about it and a lot more and the border.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Wayne Allyn Root was on last night. We had a barn burner of a segment there. You want to catch the podcast for yesterday. He was on the first two segments for the first 30 minutes of the show. And, of course, he's got the number one show over at Newsmax TV from 8 to 9, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. And Wayne's been somebody that's contributed to my show now for going on 18 years. But this portion of our program brought to you by the USCCA. And you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and find out what some 350,000 members have found out already about the USCCA. Nobody should have to go it alone. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and voila, you will be able to sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway. Every day at midnight, the gun changes, so you get a different opportunity to win one. And we want to announce a winner here in the show, and can't do that if you don't sign up. Now, also, if you become a member, three different levels of membership, you get $474 worth of free stuff for doing so, and that's a tremendous bargain there all by its lonesome. So, CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, USCCA logo, and you're in like Flynn. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersTrode.com is with us. Hello.
Hello.
Now, the president yesterday, to address the emergency at the southern border, invoked the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Now, were you able to check on that? Was that what you were doing?
No.
Okay.
My concern was it wasn't something that was new because I didn't hear about it. So it's obviously been law for quite some time.
Right. And according to the president, starting on June the 10th, 2019, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods imported from Mexico. if the illegal migration crisis is not alleviated through effective actions taken by Mexico to be determined in their sole discretion and judgment by the United States, the tariffs will then be removed. However, it goes up 5% July 1st to 10%, goes up 5% August 1st to 15%, goes up another 5% September 1st to 20%, and finally tops off at 25% on October the 1st, and it stays there until there is significant improvement in the Mexican immigration situation.
Well, this is a warning shot. It's not in place yet. And the White House did advise Republican, lawmakers on this.
Yep.
Who he advised, I do not know, but, those that he advised approved of this.
Uh-huh.
Some others, not so much, including Senator Chuck Grassley. He was not terribly pleased with this, but, the White House is, it's really kind of an exploratory condition. It's kind of a shot across the bow, not only to Mexico, but it's also a shot across the bow to Congress because they're not acting.
Nope.
And so he's going to have to kind of do some of this on his own. So I think it's a measure that to force the hand of Congress to do something. And this is really on the heels of really what happened over Memorial Day weekend, and then I think yesterday or day before yesterday. Memorial Day weekend, I think we took the largest number of migrants.
1,036.
Mm-hmm. That was in one day, but
yes.
Prior to that, I think it was 2,200 in one day at one location. So, we don't know where this is necessarily going to go, but it tells you that this White House is exploring everything that they can because Congress won't act. Now, Ken Cuccinelli is part of a new task force team that the White House has mobilized, and there's another name in there that we know, that his name escapes me, but they are part of a kind of a new team that has been mobilized to concentrate on nothing more than what is really happening at the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish that there's some kind of a hearing in the Senate that really shows the conditions that are happening and what the Border Patrol is forced to do. I mean, where are you going to go put 3,000 people in 2 days? And we don't have that.
That's right.
And we just got through talking about what's happening with the homeless and whatnot and the diseases and so forth.
Correct.
In Los Angeles. Well, that's happening too inside these detention places, these
correct.
Tent cities, if you will, sophisticated tent cities that we have for these migrants.
Yep.
I mean, it's out of control. You know, we were all in horror of the massive numbers of Syrians and migrants and refugees, that were leaving, going into Europe.
Yep.
Well, we got the same thing here, and nobody's making that comparison.
Yep. Now, the cartels and the coyotes are having a greater and greater impact on the Mexican side of the southern border. This is a dire threat, according to the president, that must be decisively eliminated. And he used the word eliminate. How do we do that if we don't get the military involved?
Well, we have the military involved.
Okay, so we're operating our military on Mexican soil to get rid of these cartels?
Oh, not. I mean, we can. I mean,
right.
We collaborate with the Mexican military.
Yeah.
We do that a lot. I mean, that's how we got El Chapo Guzman.
Yep.
we can't go invade.
No.
Mexico.
No. So Mexico has to figure out how to get rid of the billions and billions of dollars, and that's what it is being made by the drug cartels and the coyotes and whatnot.
It sounds good in theory, but I will tell you this. It's a bigger problem because the Mexican cartels
They run the country.
Control, right. Yeah. So you would have a complete collapse of Mexican leadership.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they don't straighten it out, they're going to really pay for this. And the president says it's going to force businesses, American industry that went over south to the border for the cheap labor down there to have to come back to the United States or to just fold up their tents and go out of business. And that's not exactly a great idea either, but we'll see.
They would move that business. I mean, mm-hmm. if they can't bring some of it, and some of it is coming back to the United States.
Right.
You know, because of the cheap labor and whatnot, they would necessarily move it to Brazil, or they may move it to Peru or, you know, someplace else.
Now, we had a chat, you and I were talking just kind of off air yesterday about these families, which for some reason ICE was reporting that the migrants are trading children to get smuggling discounts from the coyotes to be able to get into the United States.
Well, that's a condition that's been going on for quite some time. I mean, and we're running these DNA tests. We've just started it, and the results so far, I don't know how long we've been doing it, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe mm-hmm. a little bit longer, mm-hmm. but up to 30% of those that we've tested so far
yep.
are not children of the people who, of these adults that are saying they are their children.
Correct. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep, correct.
Now, yep. Why is this okay with Nancy Pelosi, and why is this okay with Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
I remember distinctly several years ago when this whole, you know, remember that train, the beast under the Obama administration?
I do.
They were all right. Okay. Well, we have these sponsors. They don't have families here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We have these cockamamie, what are known as sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of these sponsors, Captain, are actually putting these children, remember the
yep.
unaccompanied, whatever they were,
yep.
the DACAs.
Yep.
They're putting them into labor camps. And they're making them slaves on farms. And some, and others yep. are being sexually exploited in prostitution, child, you know, trafficking, sex ring.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's really, so it's kind of like, that's, not only do we have a threat at the border, but once they get some number of them, once they get inside the United States,
yep.
we've got this whole nother problem that nobody's addressing. And it's not a new one because it happened under the Obama administration. I remember very well reporting it on radio, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, 5 or 6 years,
yeah.
whatever the number is.
Do you remember Miami? And by the way, here comes the music. But Miami, just to say this out real quickly, they found out that Walmart was selling Made in USA labels down there in some warehouse in Miami. And some of the kids in, or some of the people in there were kids, illegal immigrants. Oh, well. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the weekend show.
Sure.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And check out all the great articles that she has to write over there. I'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Barr versus Mueller. The Attorney General has some choice words for the former special counsel, William Barr, during a sit-down interview with CBS News, saying of Robert Mueller,
he could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons.
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, President Trump speaking to reporters about this very topic before heading off to Colorado to speak at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation. Here's the president.
No, Russia did not help me get elected. You know who got me elected? You know who got me elected? I got me elected. Russia didn't help me at all.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for your military and veterans news. And brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay region of Florida. And they've got a lot to offer you, and here's part of it.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, are you in a dead-end job? You're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, and you're thinking maybe it's about time to do something different? Well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, you can check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with, you ready for this, unlimited earning potential.
I'll say that again. Unlimited earning potential. You control how much money you can make. Now, you'll have growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It's an in-demand job, wanted all around the world. This is a job that people are begging to have aviation maintenance techs come to their countries in different parts of the world. And, of course, you can also work for a government contractor that's out there doing work with the military in countries in the Middle East and over in Southeast Asia and whatnot. But check them out online at naa.edu. That website again, naa.edu. It's not uncommon for right out of school, a aviation maintenance tech to make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, or even $80,000 the first year. It's not uncommon. Happens all the time. So give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. And the website, naa.edu. What do you got to lose? A lot of money, because you can make a lot of money. National Aviation Academy. Okay, now, the Army, two of the Army's top priorities are also some of its most expensive. Long-range precision fires and missile defense, both ready for looming threats in the Pacific, because they're absolutely essential to get anything done in the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command theater of operation, which was what's going on right now with China in particular and the threats that are posed there. Now, Senate authorizers are talking about transferring responsibility of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, known as THAAD, from the Missile Defense Agency to the Army, according to an executive summary of the Senate Armed Services Committee's version of the fiscal year 2020 defense authorization bill. In addition, the Army Big Six is going to get $10 billion more from 2021 to 2025. The Army is going to move over about $10 billion more from the lower priority programs to its flagship Big Six over the next 5 years. That's on top of the $33 billion already reallocated in the future year defense plan for 2020 to 2024. In particular, the new plan will include major increases for lasers and other directed energy weapons. We'll wait and see what happens there. Now, the Navy, 4 years ago, in the construction of the new aircraft carrier John F. Kennedy, the vessel finally took on the look of a Navy flat top. As shipyard workers landed, the vessel's distinctive 72-foot high and 588 metric ton island superstructure on the flight's deck. That's how she got her island. USS John F. Kennedy. Getting ready to see it live and in living color. Now, the Navy, and there's no confirmation of this, was reportedly directed by the White House to keep the destroyer John S. McCain hidden during a Memorial Day visit by President Donald Trump to U.S. fleet activities in Yokosuka at the base there. Now, the sources that are reporting this are not credible, but they also don't understand the way that the Navy parks their ships as to how they come in, when they're scheduled to go out. That has a bearing on where they're put in as far as lined up in sequence and whatnot. And this bit about they hid the ship so it couldn't be seen, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. What I am buying is I know the way that the Navy is known for parking their vessels, and last in, last out, not necessarily last in, first out, that sort of thing. Priorities of the big vessels, the aircraft carriers, the cruisers, the vessels that need to go in a hurry are always the ones that are up front, and depending on how long they're going to be in port, depends on where they're going to be easily accessible in and out or not. But we'll just wait and see what happens there. Now, the Navy, of course, is staying very busy. with all the things that are going on here. Ships being built, ships being commissioned, crews being retrained for different things and whatnot. And a year after it was established, the reborn U.S. Second Fleet has reached an initial operational capability ahead of leading a major European exercise next month. So the Second Fleet is alive and well and doing very well. Thank you very much. In addition, the Vermont National Guard says that four F-35 fighter jets that made an unplanned landing at the Burlington International Airport due to weather and refueling issues are not connected to the Vermont Air National Guard. Wonder whose planes they were. And Marines will cover up to $500 in licensing fees for spouses under a new policy. The Marine Corps has announced its policy for covering the cost of spouses' professional credentials and licensing fees following a permanent change of station move. In addition, the Harvey Weinstein of the Wisconsin National Guard is in big trouble. Former Lieutenant General Rebecca Kleesfish Office, a high-ranking unit leader in the Wisconsin Army National Guard, allegedly sexually assaulted a soldier and was later rehired by the Guard as a private citizen contractor, according to emails received between the soldier and the former lieutenant general. We'll see what happens there. Also, in a release from the governor's office, the Illinois National Guard will be activating for flood duty to get people out of harm's way and to help with sandbagging and other things. By the way, as the summer boating season kicked into gear over the Memorial Day weekend, Coast Guard units from New Jersey and North Carolina responded to 49 search and rescue cases over the Memorial Day weekend. 49. Wow. Busy, busy, busy little campers. Busy little campers. And inside America's multi-million-dollar plan to get allies off Russian equipment, when the Soviet Union fell, many of the former Warsaw Pact nations founded their new militaries on the back of leftover military equipment from Russia. And in the thaw of the Cold War, many of these same nations have invested in Russian gear, often cheaper than its American equivalents. And the United States is trying to encourage these countries to buy American. How that's going? To be continued. To be continued. And as Veterans Affairs officials prepare for a massive expansion of caregiver stipends later this year, lawmakers are expressing concern that the department still can't administer the current program properly, leaving many participating families confused and frustrated as to what's covered and what isn't covered and who gets paid and who doesn't get paid. Oh, well, leave it to the pencil pushers, right? Okay. Captain's America Third Watch coming right. Watch is coming right back with our friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here in just about 3 minutes. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been in business for 36 years. They have vintage pieces on display at their store and on their website in their catalog from the 1880s and newer. They also will buy your unwanted gold, and they also can make anything that you want. Just tell them what it is you want to do, and they'll go from there. Now, David E. Garrett, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, can be found on the web at davidegarrettjewelers.com. And don't forget, all active duty military, all veterans get a 10% discount on your jewelry at the David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, they have fine craftsmanship. They have gold, platinum, silver, diamonds, and a lot more. They've been around for 36 years, and they are a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and also of the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Have you seen the news about California?
Oh, it's pretty ugly when it comes to what's happening. You're looking at Los Angeles. You got diseases that haven't been heard of and seen of in ages. It's worse than third world countries at this point in time.
You mean like typhoid fever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rat, airborne diseases,
yep.
it's really kind of ugly.
Now, a lot of this is because of the illegals that are coming in and living on the streets because they've got nowhere else to go, nowhere to put them. That's just a known fact. I mean, these people are not just illegals because all the illegals are showing up there. It's because California is a sanctuary state. And yesterday, the president exercised his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And this is what he said. This sustained influx of illegal aliens has profound consequences on every aspect of our national life, overwhelming our schools, overcrowding our hospitals, draining our welfare system, and causing untold amounts of crime. Gang members, smugglers, human traffickers, and illegal drugs and narcotics of all kinds are pouring across the southern border into the United States.
Man, I'm going to be honest. You know, I've heard this before, though, haven't you?
Oh, I've heard it for years.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tired of hearing it. This is the reality. I said that the numbers coming in when Barack Obama was president, it was 46,000 a month. Now we're at over 100,000 a month, and it just keeps coming. And, you know, it's been, you know, Donald Trump was elected in 2016. We can blame Congress, blame this, blame that. It's time to use executive orders. I'm not just talking the tariffs that you're now talking about putting on Mexico in regards to illegal immigration. More needs to be done.
Starts June the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Are we getting a little bit too late here? I mean, what's going to happen to all these people that have been let into the country and let go? People showing up and they seek asylum, then they're let go and they're given working papers, and then they wait a year until they get a hearing. And then if their hearing comes up, even if they show up to that hearing, which most do not.
That's right.
Even if they decide to throw in, if they decide to get that they have to be, deported, they can appeal that, and that they can stay in the country another 2 years. Mm-hmm. And if they come back again, which they probably won't do, 2 years after that, what's going to happen is, oh, nope, you have to be deported, that no one takes them and moves them to the border. They have to self-deport. And ICE is not going to do it. They go ahead and are free in the country again. And nothing is done unless they commit a serious crime. So it's a mess. The system is a disaster, and nothing's being done.
Well, starting June the 10th, 2019, the tariff starts at 5%. Come July 1st, 2019, if nothing's done by Mexico, the tariff goes to 10%. Then, if nothing's done, August the 1st goes to 15%. Still, if nothing's done, September the 1st goes to 20%. And finally, October the 1st, if nothing's done, goes to 25% and stays there on everything that Mexico sends to the United States.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's going to happen. And it just announced yesterday what the blowback is going to be from this. Also, at the same time, trying to pass that, the USMCA?
Yep.
At the same time. So yep. We shall see.
Yeah, and of course, the president did say, remember, our great country has been the piggy bank from which everybody wants only to take.
I'm not getting any argument from me there at all. Something needs to be done about it rather than just talk about it.
Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about the real root of the problem? And that's the drug cartels and the coyotes that just have a huge impact on the Mexican side of the border. The drug cartels actually run Mexico.
Well, yeah, certain parts of Mexico, without a doubt, are run by drug cartels. There's no argument there. But, you know, you can also go to the argument as well. There wouldn't be drug cartels there on the Mexican border if what? We weren't taking all the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be honest here. We're the ones that are buying their products, are we not?
Yeah, and when I heard about the 1,036 illegals that were all arrested at the same time when they all came across as one group east of El Paso, the first thing I thought about is, well, another big shipment of drugs came in.
Well, they've been coming in. They've been coming in for a long time. We got to see one of the best anti-drug ads that I saw. This is going back almost 10 years ago, was when they ran an anti-drug ad, and it was basically saying, you buy drugs, you're doing drugs, you're supporting terrorists.
Yep.
And it's you know, it's true. You know, well, why not start, I don't care, start guilting Americans. Start showing the pictures of the people in that are being, you know, in canisters and the mass graves and all the things out there. And you point out, you say, hey, your drug use is illegal drugs here in the United States. You're supporting this.
Yep.
And this is what you're doing. And we got to start shaming people who do this type of thing. We don't. They started doing that, and then they pulled the ads. But it's sad.
Now, let me ask you a question, because Amazon just continues to grow and grow and grow. They're putting in a airport cargo facility over in Lakeland at the Linder Airport over there for their aircraft to fly in and out of and have their own little airport, kind of like let's see, who was it that did that? Emory did that in Wilmington, Ohio, outside of Cincinnati. They had their own private airport there that they pretty much made themselves. So it sounds like they're going to try to do the same thing in Lakeland. But Amazon now is interested in buying Boost Mobile. Now, Boost Mobile is currently owned by T-Mobile and Sprint.
Maybe Boost Mobile, maybe because of the Sprint Sprint T-Mobile merger that's obviously still kind of up in the air. They're still kind of batting that back and forth. We'll see what's going to happen with that. Maybe they're going to force those two to divest of Boost Mobile because it may take it too big and Amazon wants to take a stake in it. There's going to be a point in time where, you know, you're going to get some antitrust regulators coming in and saying, hey, you know what, you might be getting a little bit too big here, involved in too many different things. My real big issue with Amazon is the media stuff, and I'm like that with other corporations as well. I don't like the fact that they own the Washington Post. I think that these media outlets and whatnot should be standalones.
Did you hear what happened to the North Korean envoy who was assigned to the nuclear talks with the U.S., North Korea? Did you hear what happened to him?
I wasn't just him. I heard it was like five of them, and I think I heard that they assumed room temperature.
His entire team, negotiating team, all bit the dust. They were all executed by Kim Jong-un's people.
That's some people are saying. I don't know if it's been confirmed several times over, but yeah, that's in the news right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. That's why I mentioned it to you.
Yeah.
But again, this is the way they operate over there.
You know what you're dealing with, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, The New York Times is having a bit of a problem up there, and since you're up there, maybe you can answer this real quickly. They've been keeping the MSNBC staff, Rachel Maddow and CNN's Don Lemon, and other partisan TV programs, they've been keeping their writers off the New York Times.
Yeah, well, I guess they said that they're too partisan, and that's why they're not, the Times is... They don't want to send any reporters on there. I've never been on Maddow's show. I've been on Don Lemon way back when. But, I just stopped with the whole thing because I kind of realized it was a waste of time. So.
Yeah, I was on with Schultz at one time. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Ed Schultz.
Yeah. Ed Schultz, yeah. He was on MSNBC?
He was, yeah. I was on with him one time, and that was the last time. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday. You have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch him over there. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Coming up top of the hour, Frank Silvato, New Media Journal, will be here with us, and we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about there. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shot good?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.